USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
How many votes would it take to overturn the presidential election? 81,660 in Pennsylvania. Would a semi-truck with 24 pallets of filled-in ballots change the results? Probably so. How about those ballots being shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night?
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
Whistleblowers' firsthand testimony came forward as part of the Amistad Project investigation. It was first presented to Americans Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Within days, the United Kingdom became the first Western nation to grant emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine, clearing a shot developed by Pfizer and BioNTech to be distributed in limited numbers within days. The UK has ordered 40 million doses, enough to vaccinate 20 million people. President Trump has warned he will veto a defense policy measure unless something is done about big tech's lawless behavior. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us why.
President Trump has threatened to veto a defense policy measure unless Congress repeals protections for social media companies. In a tweet Tuesday night, Trump threatened to veto the National Defense Authorization Act unless a repeal of Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act was attached. The measure shields companies against liability for content posted on their sites. The president has maintained for months that social media sites like Facebook and Twitter were biased against conservative users. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Georgia officials investigating voter registration group claim some are attempting to register non-residents to vote in January's Senate runoff elections. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Georgia has reported more than 940,000 absentee ballots have been requested. Students from across the United States will have an opportunity this week to hear from NASA astronaut Victor Glover aboard the International Space Station. The Earth-to-Space call will air live just before 1 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, December 3rd, on NASA television and the agency's website. Glover served as a pilot and second-in-command on Crew 1 SpaceX Crew Dragon, and this is his first long-duration mission aboard the station. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.